Good morning. Welcome back to the Roundtable. The Saratoga Performing Arts Center is presenting their 17th annual Saratoga Wine and Food Festival, taking place September 8th and 9th. Over the course of the weekend, patrons will indulge in a variety of premier wine, spirits, and exhibitors from across the country while enjoying mouthwatering cuisine from some of the finest restaurants in the capital region. It's time to get up close and personal with expert chefs and wine connoisseurs and luxury automobile experts for a great cause. The goal of the festival is to help raise funds for the Saratoga Performing Arts Center's Children's Education Program. To tell us more, we welcome SPAC's President and CEO, Elizabeth Sobel. Elizabeth, great to have you back. Thank you very much for being here.
Thank you. Always a thrill to be here with you.
Chef Melissa Donia is here, and Blue Star and All-Star Chef Michelle Hines Abram Thibault is here. Melissa is the executive chef of Brown's Brewing Company, an adjunct culinary professor at Schenectady County Community College. Also a competitor on season 8 of Hell's Kitchen, by the way, just for those of you who need to know that. It's a great pleasure to welcome all of you to the program this morning. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
A delight to have you all here. Well, you inherited some of this, but how have you made it your own, Elizabeth?
One thing you didn't mention about what's going to happen this weekend is that we are actually having, on top of all the amazing food, amazing wine, amazing appearances by culinary stars here in the Capital Region, we're going to have David Ortiz, otherwise known as Big Poppy, who will be gracing the SPAC grounds on Friday night in a variety of ways.
Now, that is a cool thing. Now, my understanding was, so is that sold out or not sold out?
So there are two events which are already sold out. They sold out in less than 24 hours, but he is going to make a special guest appearance at Fired Up at the top of the show, and he's going to talk to the general public. And also, the real reason we're having him is that, you know, in addition to his obviously tremendous popularity, he has the David Ortiz Children's Fund, which benefits kids with medical pediatric issues who are in underserved communities. So we really wanted to do something to benefit them.
Okay. So there will be an opportunity for the general public to see Big Poppy.
To see him. There will be limited interaction, meet and greet, but they will have, he will make an appearance at the top of the Fired Up event.
Excellent. This is the, and again, it's the Saratoga Wine and Food Festival taking place on the 8th and the 9th. So tell us what happens on the 8th and then the 9th.
So in the morning of the 8th, there is a road rally that we do up to Lake George and that we do together with the Saratoga Automobile Museum. And then that night, Fired Up in the grill competition. And then on Saturday is the grand tasting, which involves these wonderful women here at the table and our concours d'elegance, which includes some amazing luxury collector cars from, again, the Saratoga Automobile Museum.
So now, Melissa, tell us how you got involved in all of this.
Well, Adirondack Appliance reached out to me to see if I would be interested in doing the cooking competition with the All-Star Chef and a general, you know, mom and pop kind of chef, a home chef, and they have a chance to win a beautiful Blue Star range if they beat me.
So what does it take to beat you, do you think? I mean, I don't want to give anything away for them or give them.
They have to be really good.
Good, yeah. Not a far advantage. I'm just going to move your mic down here so people can hear you.
Hold on. Sure.
You're good. I'm going to make this more uncomfortable for you.
Okay. Oh, thank you.
Yeah, there you go. Make it a little more awkward. So tell us then, well, are you allowed to tell us what you're making or no?
We don't know yet because we don't know.
It's a mystery basket. I know. You don't.
So Michelle and I are going to go out drinking after this so I can get the answers.
I want to go with you.
Yeah. Rob, let's go. The show ends in 9 minutes. We'll go drinking. We'll find out what they're going to make. So how does it work in the past? You get a mystery basket, you get ingredients, and then you just have to figure out what to make, or you give some guidance.
Well, this we're doing a little bit different this year. In the past, Adirondack Appliance, my husband's family's company, has supported SPAC for years and doing the grill games with the Dimes Union over the summer during the classical season. This year, we changed it up. We're doing the Home Rangers competition. We've had amateur chefs competing for weeks to win a spot to to compete against Melissa over here, and we amped up the prize, and we're offering up a Blue Star range, which is a really incredible, most powerful range you can put in a home environment. So anyway, what we're going to do is we're going to set up a pantry. We have two mystery ingredients. They have to make an appetizer, an entree, or an entree and a dessert, and they have to incorporate those items into either dish. So, well, you need one in each dish at a minimum. So,
yeah.
So that's how it goes. And so that she's just going to, I don't know, she's the pro. She's going
to
do it.
And then for the public, we get to watch you in action, right?
Yes.
Okay. Now, what kind of pressure does that put on you?
It's more of a head game.
Yeah.
You just kind of have to black all of that out. It's like the Brady Bunch picture everyone in their underwear type deal.
Okay.
So they're not there. You know, there's always going to be
certainly the image you want when you're cooking.
Well, you know, don't cook bacon.
All right.
But it's just, you know, staying in my own head and knowing in that time management and seeing what the ingredients are and working with the flavor profiles that are given.
When I'm guessing that when people come, they also learn something too. They get to see you in action, but get to, you know.
Oh yes, I mean,
pick up some techniques as well.
Of course, you know, Steve Barnes is the MC, so I'm sure he'll be talking and asking questions.
The ever delightful Steve Barnes from the Time Union. Yes,
absolutely. So you know, that adds a little extra pressure because you know he sometimes when you talk, you might give away a secret or two.
How are things going at Brown's?
Great. We have our new canning line open, coming out with some more seasonal beers, and have a lot of fun events coming up. Very excited.
And do you do the work both for there and for the Hoosick location, for both locations?
I'm primarily in the Troy location. Our Hoosick location is doing a great job. We have a great culinary team up there also.
Excellent.
And that's where a majority of our canning production comes from, and our Troy location is our brewers there. They do a great job experimenting. We have a great, you know, beer selection on tap daily from our brewers.
Yes, yeah, very, very nice. And Michelle, where can we, where do we go for your fine work?
Well, I'm a private chef, so yeah. You just basically have to reach out to me. And I do a lot of small dinners, some larger events, and things like that.
Because you're dressed for the part today. You look like you just got out of the kitchen.
No, actually, I'm just going to the kitchen.
Oh, okay.
I'm about to go prep. So
I thought you were going to drink.
Well, we might do that, too, but don't tell anybody. Well, no, we never drink when we work.
No. I understand. But that's a good gig, right?
Oh, it's great. I love it. I actually just relaunched my catering business this summer, and it's been wonderful. And really catering towards the Saratoga crowd, but the greater capital region. I'm in Lake Placid, and I'm in the Berkshires, too. So, I mean, I'm all over the place.
And I'm guessing it's been a very busy summer, and certainly in Saratoga in August.
This summer has been intense. I just got named the Blue Star Corporate Chef and a Blue Star All-Star, so I'm now covering the entire Northeast region doing demos. So, you know, one day I'm in Pennsylvania, and one day I'm in New Hampshire and Vermont, Massachusetts. I'm all over, so it's kind of nuts.
Elizabeth, do you want to break any news this morning? Any records? What happened at Saratoga? Was it a good year? Everything good?
It was an amazing year. Yeah, it was really great. Great orchestra, great ballet, but we launched all those new initiatives that we've talked about, the jazz bar,
yes.
Cafe Leonette Spacks, back on stage, completely sold out. So those have been huge popular events. So, and today was being launched officially the auto auction that the Saratoga Automobile Museum is doing, and that's going to be on the Spack stage September 22 and 23. So there's like millions and millions of dollars worth of cars that are actually going to appear on the Spack stage. So
it's very cool. And then you, and I assume while all of this is happening, you are like knee deep in 2018,
you
right?
You betcha.
Yeah.
already got a lot of it sort of sketched out, trying to nail down. But then we also, very soon, like next week, we'll be announcing some events that will be coming up this fall because our intention and our plan is to go year-round with programming.
That's great. Well, a lot going on, but let's focus mainly right now on the 17th Annual Saratoga Wine and Food Festival taking place on the 8th and 9th. Spack.org for more information, and you can find out all about the events, including Big Poppy and these wonderful women and the great work they're going to be doing. It sounds like a lot of fun. You sound like you're going to have a blast.
It's one of my favorite events of the year. I've gone to the Spack Wine Festival since, I want to say since the beginning, but I think it's close. And yeah. it's we look forward to it every year, and we've supported it. It's a wonderful cause, and it's just a super fun event.
Well, it's all good. You can find out more information by going to SPAC.org, SPAC.org. Elizabeth, Michelle, Melissa, thank you very much for being with us. It's a great pleasure to have you on the program. Have a wonderful, beautiful weekend.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.